Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey guys,
it's
happening with Snooki and Joey.
Kudakomi. Welcome to the show, everyone. It's a very special Snoopy free episode, so we can all gird our loins now, because we don't have to worry about Snoopy attacking us. In her place, though, we have the elusive Lear Marie. She's been wanting to come back to the show for many, many moons. The Crusaders have been speaking in herds for your resurfacing. So welcome to the show, Lear.
Thank you so much for having me, Joseph. I'm happy to be here.
Stop trying to talk so polite.
That's how I always talk.
You're so pleasant. Well, yes, welcome to the show. Snoopy is filming for the Hershey Shore.
Do you know where she is, or are we allowed to say?
I don't know where she is.
No.
Do you?
No. But I know she's mad because she was at a cheerleading competition.
Well, she's a globetrotter. She had to go to that cheer competition. I don't know. She's traveling for the show. So I asked my good friend Leah to step in for her. And we're going to be answering some fan questions and some voicemails today. So that's going to be fun. And we're just going to talk about catching up on life. I haven't seen you since yesterday.
I haven't seen you in, 10 hours.
You know what's so funny? I'm not sure if you know this. I don't want to disclose our whereabouts, but I live in the same building as the Audio Boom Studios. We're back in studio. We haven't been in studio since 2020, he told
me.
We
are back in studio for the first
time. Since before the pandemic. Now, did you disinfect these mics since the pandemic or no?
4 years ago. 4 years.
That's less time I've been here?
Yeah. February 2020. That's
what I miss the pandemic. Don't you? A little bit?
No, that was pretty bad. I think
not for dead people, but just like it was. I just loved being home and like
feeling like you didn't. Your friends you didn't get love away it. From you. You are rose colored glasses all over this.
What do you mean?
I had to deliver groceries. You thought you were going to pass.
When I had COVID.
I caught you at the CVS
trying to get my medicine I needed. No, I didn't. I'm saying I liked having COVID. I liked the lockdown of COVID.
What did we do?
We just drank like slobs and went on vacation every week.
Yeah, I guess we did spend a lot of time out of the city, didn't we?
Yeah. So I mean, I miss like the fear of like not being able to get out of your house. Like that's gonna happen soon. So like the zombie apocalypse is upon us. It's coming at any moment.
Yeah.
So we'll have it again.
Nicole is prepared for zombies, so we should be okay. We stick close to her.
Toby Keith died today.
I saw that he had some form of cancer.
Stomach cancer. 62 years old.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
How sad.
Well, in other news. Yolanda's getting out of prison. Selena's murderer.
Oh, I saw that.
2025. I mean, she's got
a year. She's up for. I don't understand why that wouldn't be a life sentence. I mean, just like murdering somebody.
She acted like no one was there to see it, and then she acted like it was a mistake. Right?
That's crazy. I mean, you don't want to do menace to society.
You don't want to do an impression of that fearful day when she shot her, do you?
No, I do not want to do it.
If you did, would you play Selena or would you play?
Obviously, I'd play Selena, and you would be the troll woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how that would go.
So, what else is going on in the news? Fill me in, mama.
I think the Grammys, we watched the Grammys together.
We watched the Grammys together. I can't wait till that Taylor Swift's demise.
Yeah, this is
someone
one of the
to
things
dig up a tweet of her just using the N-word from college or something.
No.
She needs to be torn down.
No. She's wonderful. I was listening to her music on the way here and was thinking about how much you don't like her.
I don't not like her. I just don't understand.
You're such a hater. You don't like when things are popular.
No. I don't like, because they're not popular for a reason. Like fucking Game of Thrones, the worst show I've ever fucking seen. Everyone like freaked out about it. I watched it. The first episode, they were murdering lions and sleeping in their dead carcasses on the first episode. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Direwolves. But yeah. Yeah.
No, that's not for me. And it was like everyone was freaking out about it. Like, she's fine. I don't hate her at all. It's just like I don't understand how basic everyone can fucking be.
You like to be the discoverer of things, though. That's another thing about you.
Yeah, like Gypsy Rose. Now I'm not friends with her anymore because everyone else fucking got on my bandwagon.
You were 100% first on that.
Yeah.
And Ocher, like that, you were first on that.
I know.
And Search Party, like you discovered that show before everybody
and Schitt's
else.
Creek, and Schitt's Creek, thank you.
And Schitt's Creek. So.
I was watching it when it first aired. I had to get the channel, the Canadian channel.
Yeah.
I got Pop Channel, I had to pay extra and I had to like go through these loopholes in Comcast to get it because I saw it on the internet and I wasn't able to get it anywhere in the US. It wasn't showing in the US anywhere. So I had to like literally get some like backwoods wiring done to my house so I can watch it when it first aired like in 1999.
Okay. It was definitely not that long ago. It's been since we were friends, but that's okay. But yes, you like to be an early adopter and you like to turn people on to things. And if something is already something that people are already onto, you're like, who cares about that?
Right. Like, what do I think like that now? Just generally anything like that, yeah.
Who's that? Like the Luke Combs song. You were an early adopter on that because you were such a Luke Combs fan. The Fast Car remix, and I kept saying I don't want anything to do with this because Tracy Chapman is the one and only. And
I think you got confused. Luke Combs with Morgan Wallen, who used the N-word, and that's why you didn't like Luke Combs when you first heard it.
No, I think I confused Luke Combs with that other tall, brown-headed guy.
Hmm.
I think you went to one of his concerts with Tara Lynn.
Sam Hunt?
Yeah, maybe that's
Sam Hunt wishes. Sam Hunt's hot as hell, but his music is not anywhere near as good as Luke Combs.
I think I was confusing him with
You got a fast car. Who would play Tracy Chapman and who would play Luke Combs if we did the duet?
I'll give you one guess as to who's Luke Combs.
I'll be Tracy Chapman.
You're Tracy Chapman. You do have the energy of
of a strong black woman.
Yes.
Blair, how have you been? Are you on the mic?
I can be.
Blair, I haven't seen you in since 2020.
No, we've seen each other before.
I had a full podcast.
You stole my phone.
I had a podcast.
Did I steal your phone?
Remember, you accidentally had my phone and Joey had to go recover it from you.
Wait, when was that?
I don't know.
We got drunk at my apartment. The night Pat came over and then we went out to the gay bars.
Oh, yeah. That was when you had your short-lived podcast.
Short-lived podcast. But everyone really likes that. If I did,
there was someone who asked when it was coming back.
Everyone's asked to come back. And if it does come back, or if it does ever come back, it would have to be a video show. Like a fucking show that happens to be recorded that you could listen to at the ease of Audio Boom as well.
Would you do it at your apartment, though?
Yes, I would have to.
Well, now you could film.
Oh, wait, you see my new house.
Oh, I was just going to say, that is one of the texts that we received from somebody. We could just go to it now.
All right, do you want to hop right in?
Well, it just says, hey guys, my question. Oh, sorry. Well, I guess we should introduce the segment first. So you guys sent in text messages and you.
Yeah, I didn't know. Blair was like, I kept getting notifications popping when I was in bed. Okay. Now I put myself down for a nap every day around 3 o'clock. That's why it's a witching hour.
Wait, is the email it's connected to your phone?
Yeah.
Yes.
Connected to your OnlyFans.
OnlyFans as well. That's right. What happened was my original OnlyFans, my regular email, but then something happened with it and it wouldn't let me, like, there's a glitch with my email because I already signed up or something. And so I had to come up with a whole new email, but I didn't have time to do it because I was really trying to subscribe to this guy's OnlyFans. So I use our
Which guy?
At this point, I don't even know.
Okay.
Are you still a subscriber?
Yeah. I don't know. I go all different ones. I treat myself to one a month.
Oh, how lovely.
Do you subscribe like and then unsubscribe?
Right away, because I'll forget to do it.
I do the same thing.
Yeah. So I use It's Happening's email. As my email first, and I started my OnlyFans business of my own page, and I still use it to log in.
That is really funny.
And that's the only thing. That's poor Blair. That's the only thing. There wasn't text message. Was there something bad in there?
No.
I just kept seeing all these OnlyFans notifications.
Yeah, you got a new fan notification. Yeah. If you can still go to my OnlyFans, it's onlyfans.com/MrP79.
You don't post nudes on there, do you?
I will if they pay me.
Okay. No, we're not doing that.
I already did. I sold videos for $60.
No, Joseph,
to several people.
Stop it.
What was in the video? What did you do in the video?
I ejaculated on my own face.
That's already on the internet.
I know. That's how you get you. They don't know where to find it.
What aim?
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Anywho,
so the email, we got asked for emails, for text messages and voicemails. It was all going through my phone. I was in my bed and it's popping up. All of a sudden, getting notifications, Gmail, someone's trying to log in from a MacBook Pro in a bad neighborhood. I said, oh my God, what is this, honey? And it was Blair. So I will
turn that off.
No, leave it. No, it's fine.
Are you sure?
Do you know the password now?
I don't, but I connected.
How did you figure it out?
I was at it for a long time.
What combination of things don't say, because then people try to break in. But we've got a bevy of support for Lear. They really missed you, girl.
It's very – your fans, you know, I've been to all of your shows but one or two, mm-hmm. your live shows that you've done, and your fans are insane, but so lovely and so sweet. And
I was
going
to go on
really
tour,
nice.
But I found out I'm not allowed to because Nasubi's going on tour with Dina instead for the Meatball Podcast.
Well, that's also one of these questions, the live update. Well, maybe they'll ask you to be a special guest.
I'm good. Thank you, though.
I'm good, Seth. So one of the questions, which I was trying to allude to, is from Nova Scotia. My question is, does Lear approve of the new man in Joey's life, and what's her thought on the new apartment?
Well, that's a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you approve of my lover?
I very much approve of him.
Have you ever seen my lover?
Me?
Blair?
No.
You never saw his picture?
No.
But you know the
oh
code name
gosh.
I'm not allowed to say, but...
Bay.
Oh my God, you'll die.
How long have you been dating him?
A year
it'll
and
be
a half?
It'll be 2 years in August, this spring.
It's February. That's
Listen,
6 months away.
Engagement, year it's 7 years.
It's a year and a half. Yeah, he's adorable, and he's... I love him. I mean...
He's a 20.
Aww.
He loves my kids. They love him.
What is
Was he dancing in these photos?
Sweetie. He was doing a little he's very limber. He likes to dance. He's got dancing feet.
Yeah, he's always scooting in
and slooping and
swooping and slooping.
Dancing around.
Oh, that's cute.
Stop!
Yeah,
I love that.
He's very attractive.
Have you talked about how you guys met?
My peewee. Yeah, I went up to a bar and said, "Yo, you got a fat ass." And we went home that night.
Oh. He said, "Look at that dumper."
You know the funny thing I told him, and he's not sure to believe me or not. I lied, and I said the apartment I was in was not my apartment.
What apartment?
My old apartment was not my – I told him it was not my apartment. I said it was a test. I said this was one of Leah's extra apartments she had for her business that was just like sitting there. And I said I was staying in that to see if you would stay with me tonight because I didn't want to show you that I was rich right away. And I think he believes me.
You think he believes you?
Maybe.
That last apartment, boy, we should talk about the move out of that thing.
Well, you maybe lived there for 7 years.
That was a rough,
just to pretend to
a
be
rough day in all of our lives. Anyway, and what are my thoughts on the new apartment?
Well, tell my boyfriend first.
Oh, your boyfriend? I think he's so attractive. It's shocking.
That
he's
goes to a fat old slob like me?
No, he's just like, he's very like beautiful.
I know.
You know what I mean?
It's insane.
Like he's beautiful. Uh-huh. He's very beautiful features.
Oh my God. He's coming over tonight.
I know.
I'm making chicken a la Francais.
Oh.
No, I'm making a Tex-Mex.
Smoked paprika.
Wearing Tex-Mex. This is fun.
Are you going to have a margarita?
No, we can't drink during the weeks. But I want to show you something I'm doing. This is something fun for the Crusaders to do. If you and your boyfriend or your friends are like, can't figure something out and you can't decide like what you want to do for something, I went on this website. It's like a wheel that you spin a wheel. I'll show it to you.
It's the Wheel of Destiny?
No, it's it's called, let me see. So we're trying to figure out for dinner. So I would spin the wheel to decide a random choice. It's just like a picker wheel. Pickerwheel.com.
Oh, so and you enter the things that you want on there. It's like create your own spinny wheel.
Why is it working? Let's see, we're having dinner.
Tex-Mex
it is! So I had how exciting. Go to picturewheel.com right now for more information. No. So we're either picking sushi, Tex-Mex, chicken and rice, which is our classic every week.
Why sushi?
Why? What? We love sushi.
I know. And you are supposed to talk about not drinking during the week. You're not allowed to go out to dinner during the week.
We're not going to dinner. We're ordering from Bondi.
It's expensive.
No, it's not. It's sushi. It's like $25.
Okay. You need to
start
eating inside the home.
I am eating inside the home. I ordered Instacart today.
I'm putting you on a budget. A very
No, I don't want a budget. I just want a better job. Just make me more money. I don't want to have to budget myself.
Okay.
I want more jobs.
Right.
So I'm working on that now.
Okay. We'll get to that. So yeah, I think that the new man, not new, I mean, it's been a very long time. And I don't remember the first time that we met.
I do.
It was football watching.
You don't want him to come over because you thought that he's going to break my heart, which he very well still might. But
I mean, the jury is still out on that one, sucker.
You don't think he will break my heart?
Well, I don't know. I can't predict the future.
He looks like he has a pretty voice. Can he sing?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think so. He looks like he could be a singer.
And maybe.
I think he looks like, I don't want him to listen to this and get a big head or think that I
he doesn't listen
any
to anything
interest,
I do, trust me.
Good. Or I have any interest in him. Obviously, I don't. And he's my best friend's boyfriend and he's gay. But he's very like Greek. He's like Roman looking.
Greek?
Like a statue. Like he looks like he should be in the Met.
He
you know
does,
what I mean?
But he's not Greek though. He's like light features.
Sweetie, like a Greek god,
Greek, when I hear Greek, I think hairy, like big black beard.
I'm talking
beard.
About the marble statues at the Met. Okay. I'm not talking
the
about like
the Coolio?
Like Jason Mantzoukas or whatever his name is. So, yeah, he's great. He's sweet.
And what do you think about my palatial mansion?
Well, you used to live two blocks from me, so I hate the location.
Right.
I have to take a $20 car ride to see you, $30 sometimes if I get a black. Dragging my children home. Dragging my children home from your house late.
That's what I don't understand. Why don't you just get little cages for them and you can put them up and let's leave them there overnight?
And we should just get them like cots.
I have them.
Put them in
make one.
Yeah, we're just going to get them cots.
Put them in one of the closets.
I don't like
so
that.
Many.
I love the kitchen. The kitchen is a 10 out of 10.
Yes.
It's fun to entertain there.
Except when you had her head on the overhang
like,
thing.
Yeah.
That corner will get you.
Remember how my dad was like literally trying to figure out how he could raise it for you? I was like, no, I don't think you can do that, Jim. But yeah, the apartment is amazing. You've spent way too much money and you're too psychotic about decorating it exactly the way you want it.
Except the wall, but that's just stucco from Home Depot.
The wall.
The hope that
I hate that dill weed that you have.
Oh my God, it's gorgeous.
That you love.
Sissy, it's called asparagus leaf.
Sissy and I hate it. The dining table, iconic. Sissy had dinner there. She said it was amazing. I haven't eaten.
Are you staying for dinner tonight?
No, I got to go. I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm going on a trip. I'm taking an airplane.
Not tomorrow night, though.
I have to pack my whole family.
What time are you bringing me that dog?
Oh, I was going to bring him down to you like by noon, I guess.
Okay.
Does that work?
Yeah. You may have to bring him to the office then.
Good. I will definitely be giving him trazodone.
We take the same pill, me and Buddy.
Yeah, we figured that out. The same dosage.
The same dosage as well, but he takes a half and I take two. I took one last night just to get myself in the same, so we're on the same cycle.
But still, you take two, he takes a half. He's 15 pounds,
250 pounds.
And it doesn't even have that much of an effect on him.
What?
It just calms him down a little bit.
Well, she's her mother's daughter. She's my daughter.
She's your daughter.
She's had high tolerance for many moons.
She needs like straight opium to like get knocked out.
I'm so excited. I'm excited, but I'm not. The last time we got in a fight and we didn't speak for like a few hours and I left him at home because when the dog and I get in a fight, like I can't be in the same room as him. That's when I lived in the one bedroom. And now, I mean, still in a bedroom. You know what I mean? There's nowhere to hide from him. And the glass door, like, you know, it could see me through the glass door.
Yeah.
So I had to leave. I had to take myself to dinner. That was like 2 weeks, though. You went for Christmas for like 2 weeks.
No, it was.
It was a far time.
It was a week.
It was more than that.
No.
Well, anyway, I had a breakdown. So I went to what I did was I did my nanny cam trick that you and I figured out many years ago nephew was just a baby. We FaceTimed an iPad, stuck it in his crib, and then went downstairs to smoke.
That's true.
And we watched our phones. So we were watching him in the crib the entire time.
Yeah. On the street.
On the thing. So I do the same thing with Buddy. I FaceTime the computer in my living room. And he can hear me talk. So if I see him whining, I'm like, calm down, girl. I'll be right home. But also, if he starts barking, I can scream at him to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Oh, and he has bark collar, too.
I will be bringing the bark collar. It's humane, everybody. Don't freak out about it. It's not a shock collar.
No, it doesn't. It's citronella.
It's vibrant. It just vibrates. It goes like, it's a vibration.
Well, I might put it on my nether region and start barking.
He does. It okay. Doesn't. It's not effective.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The next question is, how did we meet?
We met at a wedding.
Met at a wedding. You were standing outside of a house.
And smoking you were smoking
Prime at 100. And I said, I'm going to be friends with
was
that
Was I fat
guy.
Then? Or regular?
I feel like you were regular.
Yeah.
It was in the shaved head era. The buzz cut era, which
Well, what happened was I was there because
you were doing
I was doing makeup for this girl's wedding. And you were there because you're a friend from high school. And we just kind of we met outside the thing. But that night, that morning before that, I forgot a belt and a tie for the wedding. So I had to go to
Dillard's.
So I didn't have this before Uber was around. So I had to like get to Dillard's somehow. And it wasn't, I wasn't going to call a taxi. So I went on Grindr and I was talking to this guy. And he told me he got the new iPhone 6. And he was like, do you want to see the new iPhone 6? It was like, he goes, and my dick. I said, yes. So I went to his, he picked me up. He said, I'll bring you to the mall. He brought me to the mall, showed me the iPhone 6. I blew him in a Dillard's
dressing room. Yep.
Bought the belts and tie. And then I met you just a few short hours later. And
yes.
then later
And then
on that
you
night,
immediately told me that story, of course. Yeah. And I was like, I obviously did not know how to.
And we both lived in the same neighborhood.
Take that in. We found out we lived a couple blocks away from each other. And then I escorted you to the gentleman's car and took a picture of his license plate and looked him in the face and said, if you murder my friend, I've got your number. So,
and that time, that was Colorado. That was, I remember on that same trip, I know this is taboo, but I went to that movie theater in Aurora where all the shooting just happened.
Yeah, that is taboo.
Well, I wanted to see what it was. It just happened. And it was all boarded up. It was a national landmark.
You're a curious creature like that.
I don't like morbid things, but I did the sign of the cross. But it's like, you know,
right.
I didn't take pictures. Actually, I took one picture.
You took a picture of your mother in her coffin. So
with the peace sign up.
Yeah. So nothing really surprises me.
It was
me.
A selfie.
You took a selfie with your mother's corpse. That's 100% accurate. I'm surprised it didn't end up on the story.
I don't mind. Well, I get yelled at. Daddy, Poppy probably wouldn't want to see
Poppy
that.
Poppy would not be happy.
Mm-hmm. We'll keep that to myself. We'll keep that in the inner circle.
Okay.
But if you want, it's on my OnlyFans. My dead mother's selfie is on
Joseph,
the OnlyFans. Go subscribe now.
Like that. Your cooking classes. I mean, I think cooking content.
Okay, come on. Can you figure? You've never done this for me, please. Thank you.
What am I supposed to do?
You need to find a place where the Crusaders can come with me.
Oh, you want to do the live cooking
show? Yeah, I want to hang out with them and like actually drink wine, cook. Hey, sister, come up here. Help me chop this parsley. Come up and basically by the end of the meal, I don't want to have everyone have little pots and pans. Like everyone's in their own little pot. We're making one big meal together. And then this bitch comes up, chop the parsley. This bitch comes up, sear this meat for me. We all have drink wine. We tell stories. We do what this is what I've envisioned. And this is what I'm talking about. I'm not going to start saving money. I'm going to start making more money. That's what I'm going to do this spring, starting the cooking classes. We have to find a venue that we can rent out. I can get wine sponsors. I can get my friends over at Hampton Water Wine. I have my Messy Mama
getting
Wine.
Getting the venue is the issue.
It's not the issue. You just pay for it. But it's like, you know, I need to find the right
you
one.
Need a you need a kitchen.
Yeah. I need a show kitchen. Yeah. And then, you know, we have to rent the chairs. Everyone to sit. I'm sure it has a refrigerator.
There's this place that I know of that does cooking classes. I wonder if you could just rent the space and be like, I'm doing the cooking class instead of like, I don't want you to do the cooking class.
We'll have to go on Peer Space. There's a place called Peer Space, which is like a place to rent studios. Anywho, I'm going to figure it out.
Right.
How big do you think it should be? How many people?
I think we should start small.
Like 20?
20. That was the number that was in my head.
25. Because it has to be even numbers so they could. Oh, it is even number. So they can bunk up partners, 22 and 2.
2 and 2, so 20. And then you have to make the dish ahead of time, so
no.
You have enough for everybody. You're just
going
to make 20 portions at one time?
Well, I'm not going to be making like a 4-hour roast. It's going to be like pastas and quick things. You're searing chicken cutlet, you know, we'll make whatever we're making.
Yeah, but you need to do you need to have it prepped ahead of time. So you can only, you want to make one portion for the show because these people are going to cook for 2 or 4 people. So you don't want to teach them how to cook for 20. You want to teach them how to cook for 2 or 4. And then so we'll have the food already like done.
And then if we get drunk too fast and are overcooking and we just want to hang out, we can just
and
like,
then the food's already there.
Just throw the food away and just start drinking, binge drinking.
There you
and
go.
Then we'll all go out to a club.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'll rent a club after the after party. Oh my God.
You have to rent a club?
No, but I'm saying after the dinner party at our house, then we're going to put their leftovers if we go to the club.
Okay. So you will get some cooking content from Joey soon. It's in the works.
Did you see Drake's dick?
No.
The thing is, okay, sorry to jump around. Drake's dick leaked yesterday. You can go on to Twitter and find it. The thing is, it was a 50% showing. He wasn't fully hard. He was like half hard and wiggling that thing around like it was like a Slim Jim.
The only thing I saw about this was that one of your coworkers posted it and said, I don't think he's mad about this. Like, he probably isn't.
Well, he's not. He's got a long, big dick. you can't look at a beautiful man's penis. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, sir.
The thing with this is, it's like, you know.
Yeah.
There's no shame in it. He's beautiful. Well, he's rich. He's got a huge dick.
He's a rapper. This
that
is content.
Thing is crazy.
Yeah,
that's just half.
But that's still not really hard. It's obviously still has some wiggle room. It's probably just the same size.
He's so obnoxious. This explains it.
That's how you are with. I think Drake is lovely, and you let the same thing with Taylor Swift. I hate Taylor Swift.
Mm-mm. Do you know who he was sending this to?
My late mother.
I'm sure it was some random Instagram girl.
Some random thought. No, it's probably someone we know.
Maybe. I mean,
I don't think he's dating an Instagram girls. I think he's dating supermodels.
No.
Drake? Uh-uh. He's the richest man in the world.
No. Yeah. He's an Instagram model guy. Anyway. No offense, Instagram models. You're beautiful.
What if Drake's listening? Drake, I still want to see your dick.
Well, you just saw it.
I'm going to say, I still look at it.
I'll pass on that. Could I come in, love the podcast from West Central Jersey? What's West Central Jersey?
Girl, she's just making shit up now.
Is that you? Are you? No, you're in East Central Jersey.
What does central mean? In the middle?
Center. So west, but from top to bottom center.
Let me look at the map. I'm pulling up the map. We're doing a location service.
We're doing location service on West Central Jersey.
New Jersey map.
Could I come in? Love the podcast. Thanks for the last. Please tell us your funniest drunk story, Joey. I mean,
no, not that. Hold on.
The well. There's just too many.
Now, I just Googled the area code, and that's what came up on Google.
What?
The Central Jersey. Is that
West
Central?
No, I just think it's really.
Here. So West would be this way.
Yeah.
And then Central here. Right, so there. This would be Mercer County, Burlington County.
Okay. There you go.
I don't know. Camden, that's not a good area.
I drove through Camden once.
What does she want? What is the young lady?
She wants to know your funniest drunk story.
Funniest drunk story?
I mean, there's many. There's so many.
Taking things home. Okay, one of
what about your funniest one with me? So we can narrow it down a little bit.
I don't really want to talk about that.
Okay.
No, I do. But I have one funny story that wasn't with you.
Great.
Me and my friend Jonathan.
Screw me.
He is so funny. He's on Love & Hip Hop. Jonathan Fernandez. He's been on Love & Hip Hop for many moons in Atlanta and all different shows. He's like, he has a bunch of shows on VH1. We used to work together for 20 years, and we were at some event, and we were leaving the event, and our favorite thing to do was pretend that we worked places that we didn't. So we pretended we worked places, and so we left one of these big events, and there was all these black cars getting out. We just walked in with our head like we were celebrities, with our heads down, and just got into this black car and just said, "Take us back to the office," and whatever it was. But we had no idea whose car it was, and we went on an adventure with this guy until he figured us out, and we got thrown out. We're like, "Oh my god, how did this get mixed up?" And then when another time we got into a horse and buggy, and they're like, "Where are you?" Ho, ho, ho. We're like Fort Lee, New Jersey, and we like got in he wants to go around the block or whatever. But we wanted him to take us across the GWP.
And he said, "I can't do that, sir."
It was just probably misgendered. You probably call me ma'am, but yeah, that was some of my funniest stories.
You told that at your house the other day, the story of being misgendered when you were on the phone with 911.
Oh, my car was on fire.
Your car was on fire.
Yes. And they said, "Stay calm, ma'am." And I was like, "I'm not a ma'am." And I was like, "They're going to come here and look for a woman now." I was like, who other has a Mazda protege that's in a blaze of fire on the Pulaski Skyway besides this bitch? There's not going to be two of them. But thank God that wind blew it away and I continued on my journey.
I just cannot with that story. That's not – none of those stories are funny. I mean, that was fine. You stole a black car.
You had to be there.
Okay, I guess so.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get-started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
I have a video of you when it is definitely during the pandemic, and you you completely on purpose took like four
nudes,
20 milligram gummies, and you were sitting at the table eating a salad out of the huge salad bowl that you made, just giggling to yourself, and it is one of the funniest things.
That was a real knee slapper, Leah.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'll show the video. And
Amber from
will.
Nebraska asked, for the love of everything, why is the teal the color of poverty, according to Joey? Longtime listener, big fan. Great question, Amber from
that
Nebraska.
That is not.
Yes, it is.
Oh my gosh.
Let me explain it to you.
For the love of everything, why is teal the color of poverty?
Okay, let's think about it. First of all, let's think of the color teal.
First of all, let's clarify that I love teal and it's in my house and you hate it.
Yeah, it's the color. That's what I don't understand.
I have
you're
like
not,
an accent.
You're not poverty stricken. You shouldn't be using the color teal.
I'm from Florida.
It's cultural appropriation.
I'm from Florida.
Okay, teal. Teal. Okay, dolphins color. That's the color teal. I'm talking about Google American Miami Dolphins.
The Miami Dolphins.
That color. That's the color teal. Okay, think about the color teal. I'm not talking about the color teal in like in fonts or in advertisements. I'm talking about objects, things, and property things. Okay. First, the most offensive one is a car. A Dodge Neon in teal. A Toyota Tercel in teal. Anytime,
what color is Poppy's car?
His is hot, like these pants. It's hot, like neon blue.
And you hate it.
But that's not teal. That still has more class to it. It's a cobalt blue, I'd say. Anyway, but a teal car. Think about a teal car. Who's driving a teal car? She definitely has Cookie Monster pajamas on. She's coming out of the car with a big gulp. Her stomach and ass is hanging out. It's like she's going to get her food stamps with her nine different baby daddies. It's like no one of respectable class and socialization is rocket going with a teal car. Think about a teal purse. Think about a teal purse. You've only seen a teal purse once in your life, and it was at TJ Maxx on the bottom shelf, ripped open with some long ass strap. Think about teal sandals.
Those are at Ross for Less. I have teal throw pillows at my house.
So that's still offensive. I mean, like things because that's inside them. I think the more offensive things are like things outside the home, like
purse. If your front door was painted teal.
Yeah.
Where do we fall
no,
on
no,
that?
No, if the shutters were teal. The door could be chic if it's done the right way. If the shutters
the
are
shutters.
Painted teal. Trim on, oh my God.
Trim.
Oh, in the bedroom. Paint, teal room paint.
Oh, that's.
Think about that. That girl's making meth in that closet.
That girl's making meth.
Yeah.
Sure.
A teal phone case. A teal, teal nails. Oh! Just think about it. Teal, anytime teal, it just goes right into trashy, poverty-stricken mess, and I'm standing by it. There's no other color that's worse. If there is, challenge me. I want to see backup.
Sadly, I do understand what you mean.
Orange is close second, but orange it can be. Hermes has orange, so it's like it can be very classy. So, but orange and certain things like orange toenail polish,
like an orange sports car. What is
orange
that?
Soda?
Is that rich? I mean, like
orange sports car. Depends on what car is. If it's an orange Toyota Tercel. Then no, but if it's a
Lamborghini,
yeah, then it's different.
Okay, then it's acceptable.
It's a perfect example. A teal Lamborghini would still be trash.
Yes.
Okay. Got
See,
it.
that's the difference.
Yeah.
That's a big. That's a good
teal
one.
Teal notebook holders. Teal spray paint.
I need advice on how to find friends. I'm a 23-year-old gay blue collar worker and live in rural Massachusetts and don't go out to bars and clubs very much. Girl, get on Grindr.
No, he
set
doesn't
that
want
radius.
Sex. He wants friends.
Get on Grindr. And ask for friends.
No one wants to see friends on Grindr. They want to suck your dick. First of all, send me your picture because I thought you sound hot. Like, I need advice how to find friends. I'm a 23-year-old.
In rural Massachusetts? I mean, you have to go out of your home. You have to find a hobby.
I think you should be friends with Grace O'Malley's mother.
That's a great one.
She lives in central blue collar. Honestly, I would find a hobby. I wouldn't go to the local bar. Like, I wouldn't go. You're not a much of a bar person, so
go to trivia night somewhere. You could go.
He's 23, not fucking 89.
I love trivia. I think find you something that's maybe, interesting. Yeah, go to the library.
Not the library. What else? What is the thing you should do? A sport, maybe a local sport.
Join a sporting
team. In New York, I know we have all gay.
Go
sport.
To the park.
We have great gay
play
leagues.
Play pickup basketball.
Fabiani's and all those gay leagues. They have great hockey and football and kickball. These things. So I would try to find a gay sports league or a regular straight sports league, whatever is there. Yeah. I would do.
He doesn't say he wants the friends to be gay. He just said he's gay, so he could have straight friends too.
Yeah. Choose sports.
Go sports.
Yeah.
Joey loves sports. Joey, please give us your thoughts on Taylor's hair at the Grammys.
She looked a fucking mess. She ruined that dress.
I do want to say, in defense of everybody, the weather there was terrible.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It was
our friend
style.
Heather McMahon, who was hosting on E.
Her hair.
She showed some behind the scenes videos of the absolute wind whipping everything around.
Yeah, are people okay in LA? It was raining. Today, the news people are like,
getting washed away.
They're not getting washed. Like, literally, people are calling out of work saying they can work from home today because it's the storms and like it's like drizzling outside.
Somebody said they saw a piano wash down the street. Like, that's how hard it's raining. It's pretty bad. How do I tell a friend of mine who keeps asking if she's going to be a bridesmaid in my wedding that they're not going to be in the wedding party? I think you just rip that bandit off, girl.
Yeah, I mean, if she's asking, or like the first time she asked you, you should have took care of it right then and there. Mm-hmm. Instead of leading her on, now it's like, you know, now you're going to blame it on your husband saying, well, my mother-in-law wanted to keep it small because she's, you know, she's paying for this. Or like you have to make some whole story up.
Blame somebody else for sure.
And don't sacrifice your wedding party, like what your dream wedding party was, just to appease her. Like, don't like kick everyone else out. Be like, you know, oh, we're not doing bridesmaids anymore.
I mean, if she's your friend and you like her, you can also say like, I want you to be a part of my day. Like, you can, if you want to hang out with me while I'm getting ready, like you can do that or swing by.
Or
and have a glass of champagne.
I don't know, kind of church or kind of your creed or religion, but you could like some people like I at Nicole's wedding, I was asked to bring the gifts up.
Yeah,
like the church. Like I
you can always say like, I want, you know, my wedding party is going to be these certain people, but I'd love to include you in my wedding in a way to, because you're special.
But I want
to
know why.
If this is just some rando, just
I want to know
like,
why you don't like want her in the wedding.
I don't know.
Why do you think? Do you think she's a pick me girl?
Maybe.
Making about her drama.
Maybe this is like a newer friend, and all of her bridesmaids are her older friends. You know how that happens.
Would I be
sometimes
in your wedding if you had bridesmaids?
You were in my wedding.
You didn't. No, I wasn't.
I mean, you were
an
like
MC.
You were like in charge of my wedding.
Yeah, but
like,
I didn't
ran
I,
the show at my
yeah,
wedding.
But you didn't have bridesmaids.
I just had Sissy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you had a wedding party, would I be in the wedding party?
Of course you would.
Okay. Well, you're not mine.
Thanks.
I'm only kidding. I need someone to be in charge. Amy from South Carolina.
Well, you already covered this, kind of. She wants to know what.
Wait, are we going to listen to it?
Yeah.
Ready? Yeah, we're going to listen to it. Okay. This is Amy from South Carolina on the line. Amy, what's your question?
I need to know when you guys are going out on tour again. I miss you. I love you. Please let us know. The Crusaders need live tour. Please.
Amy, excellent question. I'm in the same boat with you, sister. I'm trying to get back out there, but we have a little kink in our plan. Her name's Dina Marie. Okay,
it's number
she's
three.
She's a little meatball
on the collar.
Apparently, if you listened to last week, Snoopy gave me she broke the news to me that her and Dina were going to go on tour, and she said that, well, since me and Pat go on tour all the time, it's even playing games. I said, well,
she
not
has
really
a point.
She's an icon. She's a legend, and she is the moment.
She is the moment.
Wendy Williams has a new thing coming out.
Did you see that? Looks heartbreaking.
It is. Real quick. Wendy Williams has been putting out a teaser documentary. She's been filming
Lifetime
for Lifetime for 2 years now. When she she was in the halfway house with her cocaine addiction. They're just kind of giving her updates. We're going to get some updates on what's going on with Wendy. But as it looks like right now, viewers are left in the dust. We don't know what's going on in the state of her health or what's going on with her, but you know, she's trying to get back out there and get herself healthy. So I just want the best for Wendy because I love her.
And there's people around her talking about how there's bad people around her. It just looks so heartbreaking.
Yeah. So tour, yes, I would love to do that. Snoopy's a busy gal.
She is. She is booked.
She takes off somewhere she can chew, and I told her not to have all those damn babies. That silly. She remembers
she wanted
daughter
to have four.
Of hers.
She got a dog.
She does cheerleading games every fucking day.
Yeah, that is a very intense sport to be involved in. It requires a lot.
She doesn't even have time for her gay best friend anymore.
It's true.
That's why there should be a limit. Just like they do in China. She bit off more than she can chew. Okay?
The one gel policy.
She wanted another one. And that little dog, too.
No, she got the dog because she said she's not having four kids. Her and I talk about this all the time. She said, I got a dog because I can't handle another child.
Next, we have a caller from Connecticut. She sounds rich. What's your caller? Is this an anonymous caller?
Hi, yes. Excuse me, miss.
Young lady?
I was just wondering why you have decided to quit Ozempic.
Okay, great.
I heard you say it once that you did stop taking it, and I would just want to know why.
Well, great question, caller from Connecticut. It's because it's not good for my body, and I wanted to be a better person. Only kidding. The fucking shady insurance company found out I don't really have diabetes, and they cut me off.
That's the truth.
But yeah, I didn't want to stop taking it. I'm trying to actively get back on it.
You are actively trying to get back on it. Wasn't there a shortage because all of you people who don't need it are stealing it from people who do need it?
It's called preservation. It's just like people go working out to prevent them from having heart attacks. We try to keep our weight down, prevent us from dying and getting diabetes. So it's preventative medicine.
Also,
we have a sickness.
Hungry. You have weighed like 1,000 different weights since we've been friends.
I've been 132 pounds and I've been 300 pounds. 300 was the high.
But you can drop 10 pounds by just eating chicken and salad for a week. It's so easy for you to shed weight because the minute you stop any amount of excess, the weight just falls off of you because your life is so much excess the rest of the time.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Oh, we have a caller from New Jersey. Is she anonymous as well?
Yes.
Do you know their gender or their pronouns?
Joey, I am your biggest fan ever. I literally have a Could I door hanger in my room because I couldn't get yours. My friend,
you have a fake one?
Rude. My question today is for Miss Lear Jean. Hi, Lear. Hi, Joey.
Hi.
Lear, my question is this.
I feel like she's on
the phone. How do you have your life together so well?
She doesn't.
Can we have tips, please, on how, you know, to be an organized queen such as you?
Okay.
You have a full-time nanny.
First of all, thank you so much, caller from New Jersey. Nobody has their life together, I guess, is the answer to that. And I married Mr. Dad. Like, my husband is basically, like,
very hands-on.
A better parent than me.
He always yells at us.
He does always yell at us. Because somebody has to be responsible in the family, Joe. Yeah. So marry somebody who will take as much of the parenting load as you do. Women,
now, I took a parenting load myself, but
women are usually doing all of the, you know, domestic labor in the home, and I don't have to deal with that because I hired a housekeeper. And yes, I do have help. That's how I do it. I have help. I have my sister. I have Joey. I have my husband. I have my nanny. I have like a lot of people in my life that help me.
That's it. What about mental health? Now, you had to recently, do you want to talk about your journey with mental health?
Yeah. I started therapy during the pandemic.
And Wellbutrin.
And I started Wellbutrin.
See, she's copying me. I'm rubbing off her now. She's a pill-popping jungle freak.
Well, there's nothing wrong with getting help.
Exactly.
Right?
That's why I love BetterHelp.
And you have so many mental problems.
Yeah.
What's it? You think you're dying constantly?
Hypochondriac.
Yeah. I mean, that's really.
Oh, yesterday I almost died.
Let's talk about that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. My belly button was hurting. And I Googled it. Next thing I knew, I had full-blown pancreatitis.
Yeah, Blair.
Appendicitis.
Everybody wants to be your friend. Do you think they want to pick up that
cancer,
phone? 3 o'clock. I'm at work. I get a phone call from you. And you said.
I was just waiting. I had the belly button cramped, so I Googled that. And I was just waiting for the onset fever and the bumpy rash to come out. And then right. I knew it was my time. That the good Lord was calling me home.
So I got that phone call yesterday. I got a phone call from you one time because you thought you had
flat
cancer.
Stool.
Yeah, you had flat
colon cancer.
Colon cancer.
I had flat stools, and I had a full open ass surgery. They go up my ass with a camera.
Yes,
I put under and like a sea beast,
and everything was fine.
Well, yeah, I woke up, then everything stopped the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But I was dying for a while there, crying.
I took you to the hospital one time.
I didn't have health insurance. I had to beg that old woman to like give me a. Health insurance because yeah. I couldn't pay for my cancer treatment.
So I took you to the hospital. That was only last year.
Oh, the hospital. That's when I had the heart attack.
That was when you
echocardiogram. I like to go for an EKG for a heart monitor every time I'm feeling a little zesty. I'll go over there just to, even though I know nothing's wrong. I just want the confirmation from them so like I can mentally have a better day knowing that there's nothing wrong with me. So like I just go there just like you know preventive medicine knowing nothing's wrong. This one time I went over there for a quick checkup. She said something was wrong, and I was like, what the fuck? But then it was just a mix-up.
And then it ended up being your chest hair. That was the problem. So I took you to the hospital.
Now, it will trick
because of chest hair.
It will trick. I'm not allowed to say
all
that here normally.
People,
it will trick the system, believe it or not.
All these people want to be your friend. They do not understand what is involved.
What was
what
that
it
one?
Entails.
Something else happened to me.
Well, the cholesterol is always.
Ah!
I told you I'm not talking about that anymore because every time I get a panicked phone call, text message, email from you about your cholesterol,
the triglycerides.
What is my
you.
Question every single time?
Were you eating sausage?
Did you fast?
Were you eating sausage like
did you
it's your
eating
job?
Sausage at 2 o'clock in the morning? Well, yeah, I was. Why?
I should cut sausage out of my diet. I have it far too often.
You do?
I love sausage.
It's so Italian. That would never be something that I would go to the store and be like, I should cook that.
Here's another question.
I feel like we actually always fight about that at a barbecue. You always want to put sausages on the menu.
Because they're always easy to throw on and they're so delicious.
And I'm always like, nobody wants that.
Someone here is asking, what is Leah and Joey's favorite restaurant? This is from Revetha.
Jethica.
Well, good question. It's called Monkey Bar and it's very exclusive.
Yeah. Should we talk about our night last night?
Yeah.
So it was our brother-in-law's birthday and... We are obsessed with that restaurant.
The Monkey Bar.
It's so iconic.
Iconic New York. We went there for my birthday last year. Mm-hmm. You, me, Bay, and Sissy. And
we saw the New York Giants quarterback.
Yeah, Danny Dimes was there. Oh my God. We talk about the Super Bowl before we hang up. Oh, this is the last Super Bowl party.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh God. Okay. So we love the Monkey Bar. They do all the classics perfectly. If you want, my favorite things in life, and I talk about this for years and years, all you need to be happy is an ice cold martini. A raw application, whether it's oysters, a crudo, a sashimi.
Do you want that glass opaque when it shows up?
I want it to be frosted glass. I want to see my fingerprints on it.
Yeah.
Ice cold vodka gin martini, raw seafood, caviar, whether it's cocktail or you know whatever yeah. that. Then going into you know the other things in the great
pasta,
salads,
steaks.
Pasta, steaks, after dinner drinks, the chocolate mousse cake. It's just the whole experience. They do everything perfect there.
The service is impeccable.
If you can get a reservation, tell them Joey Camassa sent you, and you'll get 10% off absolutely nothing. Because it's
they'll
pricey.
Charge you. They'll charge you.
It is
yeah.
pricey.
It's a special occasion restaurant. We're not trying to go there all the time. But it is just the best winter vibes. Yeah. It's great.
Spring, it'll be fun, too. It's very dark there for spring. Anyway, Super Bowl's this Sunday.
Okay.
I found out that, again, Oh my God, Taylor Swift again. I had a crush on Travis Kelce before anyone knew who the fuck he was. My friend produced a show for him called Chasing Travis. It was on the E! Channel. And
that's
my friend,
a true story,
Zuby and I's manager in LA was the manager for that show. Mm-hmm. So I've known him. We got our haircut together. We got sent to the same barber at the same time to get our haircuts. So we got hooked up and we were seeing the same barbershop on Sunset Boulevard together, getting our haircuts, chopping it up. I met him a few times.
Yeah.
So I had a big crush on him back then.
Right. You were an early adopter.
Yeah, and then this bitch hopped on the wagon too. Anywho, I found on the other team has like four of the hottest guys I'm in love with.
Yeah.
Nick Bosa.
I love Joey Bosa, but
because he's much hotter. He's taller. He's more Roman. He's got a big nose. He's just hot. And I need to know he has a huge hog. But his brother, Nick is like not bad looking either. So Nick Bosa. And I don't know why everyone's not freaking out Nick Bosa. Fuck Travis Kelce. He's a fucking hillbilly looking thing compared to Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa is a fucking 10.
I'm sorry. Travis Kelce is a man. Talk about a man.
Yeah. I'm good, Seth. I've been there, done that. Anyway, Nick Bosa's on that show, on that channel, on that in the team.
He's on the San Francisco
Brock,
49ers.
Ladies, what you want to do is I need you to lower your panties. Because you don't want to make a mess there. Get a chamois or a towel. Get a shop vac, a shop rag, something underneath here. And then pick your phone up. I want you to Google Brock Purdy. And I'll give you 1 second just to pull that up. You're going to like what you see, ladies. I guarantee it. He is fucking hot from head to toe. His face is stunning. He's got a fat ass. He is so sexy.
He does, no.
Adorable. He's my number one. He's my number one.
He's all right.
He's my number one. So that, and then we have fucking the other guy.
Christian McCaffrey,
Christian McCaffrey. Yeah. He is another fucking 10. You know all of
who is dating, or no, engaged to
Olivia Coupla.
Coupla.
Beautiful blonde, Christian McCaffrey. We have him on the team. So Super Bowl, you are going to be flying in. Here's the thing. I'm going to have your dog by that point.
You're going to have my dog.
I'm going to dress her up in
a jersey.
I'm going to dye her ears red and spray paint something on her back.
That's hilarious.
No, but I should go to the pet store. I have to go to the pet store someday. I have to go shopping. I have nothing in the house. I have no outfits.
No clothes.
Actually, I do have one of his outfits. But Super Bowl. So Bay has his plans with his friends. I don't really want to go to a bar. I don't want to be out. I can't be myself when I'm out. I get, approached every 5 minutes and people want my autograph. They want,
it's taxing.
It's a lot on a young woman. So I like to stay in the home. I like to be in the bed. So I'm going to have your kid, but you're flying in at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Your husband's saying but I don't like that half-ass shit. Like, can you commit to tying one on? You had a wild vacation.
No. Why? I'm going to be exhausted and I'm going to be traveling with children.
Then what kind of Super Bowl fan are you?
I told you that we would come over.
And just to pick up the dog and then I'll sit there
on my
tray of buffalo wings like an asshole?
I just got to get the kids home by halftime.
Why can't you go send someone else? Can't you hire the lady? Shasha?
Shasha. Do you know that she just celebrated her 8-year anniversary of
with you?
Yeah.
8 years?
8 years. I know. Isn't that crazy?
Does she get a bonus?
We love you. Of course.
Wait, does she want to, just because I want David to stay. I want your husband to be able to stay and enjoy.
Yeah.
So I want to serve brown liquor to him. I like hating with boys. I want to get a cigar. Yeah. I want to, just hang out in without our underwear on. Just
right.
Like guys things.
Just guy things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll talk to my husband about that.
Are you going to gamble with me?
Yeah. Oh, I have.
Bet responsibly?
Yeah. I have some stuff.
Okay, good.
I'm in a boxes.
Am I going to do a parlay? What did you do?
The parlay is where three things have to happen, I think. Right? Mm. Like the first thing has to happen and then the second thing and then the third thing.
I've been doing a parlay with my cholesterol, triglycerides, and lipid panel.
Are you
going to
do
moons.
That? Are you going to do Dan? You're going to talk to your friend Dan about parlays?
Yeah. Well, we're getting notification here from the studio that we have to wrap this up. But I wanted to say, this has been lovely.
I love you.
The girls want you back. Maybe you can come back more often. I have the foreseeing of a future that Subi's going to be very hard to get a hold of in the next coming months.
I bet. Yeah.
So maybe you'll have a permanent seat here and maybe we can start throwing some coin.
Okay.
I'm only kidding. You're not getting paid a
dollar. Yeah, I know. I know that.
But now will you come to my house to take some chicken home to your son?
No.
Okay.
But thank you for asking. I got to go. I'm getting in a car. I got to pack. I'm so excited. I'm going to Disney World.
Well, everyone, thank you for calling in with your questions.
Yeah,
thank you for writing in.
For being so kind
Leah,
to me.
Leah, thank you for and she thinks this is my payment for watching her dog that she came here.
1,000%.
I said, how are you being on the podcast? I'm giving you fame, notoriety, and fortune.
This is a gift to you.
I'm taking the Seamless Web account and ordering myself food for you and that little dog. And that little dog, too. Make sure to follow us on YouTube, on Subi's YouTube channel. Watch our videos. Make sure to subscribe here. Make sure to follow me on my socials at Joey Camasta on TikTok, Instagram, and wherever you can find me. And Leah's as well.
It's happening!
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.